even better.
Live, uncensored, Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Okay, I'm back now on fire, and we have Carol in Pennsylvania. Carol, you heard John's response.
Yes, I did. Now,
oh, Carol,
also,
by the way, are you coming to Harrisburg Saturday?
You're in Pennsylvania, Carol.
I didn't hear about this until just now.
Okay.
I love
All right, we'll have John repeat it. Right now, why don't you just tell us the big rally again, John?
Yeah, it's Saturday, Harrisburg, on the Capitol steps. They can go to www.voiceofthepeopleusa.com. Joey Vento's coming. Metcalf, who's a state senator.
Mm-hmm.
We have Jesse Peterson. Just go to that website, and you'll see the list of speakers. And we're going to be the ACLU and the Communist Party and all these other groups are going to try to shut us down. And, you know, the police said
so
if anything happens,
speech,
they're going to shut
yeah.
it down. I said, well, then mm-hmm. you're doing exactly what the Communist Party wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they go in, create a disturbance, and...
Right.
And then shut us down so we can't get the word out. But at least I'm hoping that the congressman will, Congressman
Brown. And what time is the rally going to start again, John?
It starts at noon on Saturday, and there are buses available. Where in Pennsylvania are you? Can I ask you?
I'm on the western part in Crawford County between Pittsburgh and Erie.
Oh, okay.
I'm not that far away.
Well, if you can, try to make it because we need all the people we can out there. To show the support for Daryl Metcalf and also Representative Brown. Joey Vento is going to be there from Geno Stakes in Philadelphia. Paul Tepetti.
Yep, we had Joey on the show. Yep.
And Susan Smith, Hagen Smith, Peter Gadiel from 911 Family.
Now, is Mr. Morganelli going to be there as well?
Morganelli.
Is it he, the district?
Oh, no, the DA, no. In fact, I... Good thing you reminded me. I forgot.
Yeah, the DA, Pennsylvania.
Yes. In fact, he was in the last video.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
he was in your last video.
Right.
All right. Carol, try to be there if you can, right at the Capitol in Harrisburg, and spread the word.
Yeah, I know exactly and where it's at.
Well, you're right, though, about the Chagas and the TB and the leprosy and these diseases, which are many of them now, they say, are incurable, like Chagas. And we've never had this happen before. And now it's coming back with a vengeance in America. And that's the beginning of the end right there. The people are not being allowed to see this on the major network news. They're being kept in the dark, unfortunately, by the controlled media.
Something else I wanted to say to Rita. You know, you don't realize something until you feel the pain or you're in somebody else's shoes.
Mm.
But if we have had more people die by the hands of the illegals than we've had killed in the Gulf War this time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In my last video, Rick will attest to this, it shows how 27,000 Americans have been murdered by illegal aliens since 9/11. That's just the ones that have been murdered. That's not accounting for another 28,000 have been killed by drunk drivers.
Yep.
Yeah, and what about the little children that they rape? The little children they rape.
27,000 Americans have been murdered by illegal aliens since 9/11.
Yeah, and the little children they rape,
well,
they don't
care.
Well,
there were three kids in this film.
Yeah.
They were like 6, 7 years old. Two of them were beheaded because the parents didn't pay the coyote the smuggling fee.
Well, see, what Rita needs to know, these people have been trained by La Raza, fascism, to come up here and do this. And
yeah.
I don't know if you heard about this, Rick, but there was a woman on a few months ago, several months ago, and she said back in, I think it was around 87 or 89, don't quote me, she said that she met this Mexican, and she asked him what he did, and he said he was a real estate agent.
Okay.
And he...
Go ahead, quickly.
Oh, okay. So he said they exchanged phone numbers, and she hadn't seen him in a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you mentioned this before.
Yes, yeah.
I know. And the tragedy that ensued. All right. You don't know who you're talking to. Thank you very much. We've got to move along, Carol. We'll take Missouri next. Stay tuned. John Clark, my guest. I'll be right back.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back now, John Clark with us, and we're going to go back to the phones, but people who are just hearing you for the first time, John, you did produce this latest in a series of videos with the group that you're with, Americans for Immigration Control, and people should know the video is very short and very sweet, but it's powerful. So mention it again to us and how they can get it.
Yeah, it's America, Rule of Law or Anarchy. And it's on our website, www.immigrationcontrol.com. And this is the one that shows how 27,000 Americans have been murdered by illegal aliens, invaders, since 9/11. And every time I've shown it to groups around the country, they at the end they're just sitting there stunned. They say,
yeah.
Why is our government
right.
allowing this?
I aired it on our public access TV program several months ago, and it certainly had a tremendous impact. And we're going to air it again and again and again. At the end, it was very moving to see the list of names of Americans killed and just wiped out by these criminals. And they're not our guests, as George Bush has said. Charlene in Missouri, you're next with John Clark, our guest. Hello.
Oh, hi. Hey, in regards to the Catholic Church and Hitler, unless I'm very much mistaken, the Catholic Church never excommunicated Hitler
mm-hmm.
from their group.
They cooperated with the Nazis, the Catholic Church. I mean, look, all through history, you're absolutely right.
And a long time ago, I really can't remember, I was rather young and wasn't following, but I believe somebody wrote a stage play called The Deputy.
Oh, yes.
that exposed all that?
Yeah, that was the beginning, though, of the ADL campaign in America to try to put us all on a guilt trip. Yeah, the deputy.
Some of the Zionists were at the root of the Jesuit organization.
Oh, yeah, right. They play both sides, both sides against the middle.
Anyway, yep. I'm afraid Rita probably doesn't know all that.
Well, maybe not. But, you know, the thing is, in the Catholic Church, the corruption really and truly comes from the top down. But the reality is that there are a lot of fine Catholic priests, and John is not saying that there aren't. People misunderstand what you're saying when you're talking about any particular group.
Oh, absolutely.
John is a Catholic. Or are you Episcopalian now, John?
Yes.
Okay.
We agree. I myself got wiped out of an organization simply for quoting the Bible.
You
so.
Did? Oh, my.
Anyway,
oh, my goodness.
That's all I wanted to say is that I was pretty sure that he was never, ever excommunicated.
No, that's true. And, they'll play ball with anybody, and they're playing ball with the government now. They're receiving funding, tax exemption status, and John, you have drawn attention to that anomaly. You know, here they are. The government has gone after certain churches, you know, these 501c3 churches, when they criticize the government, and yet when they work with illegal immigrants, they get away with murder. Illegal aliens.
They are invaders.
Yep. They get away with it, don't they?
One thing I just wanted to bring up, I just found out that labor unions, which is the AFL-CIO, which is Sweeney, our old buddy Sweeney.
Yeah, CFR
and
Sweeney.
So you are suing to stop the no-match rule, which is the no-match rule is EVS, Employer Verification System.
Right.
It would crack down on employers who hire illegal immigrants. Here they're using the word immigrants again.
Right, right.
Illegal aliens. This is the only way we could self-deport
invaders.
Them. Here we go with the ACLU and the AFL-CIO. If you remember the video a couple of videos ago, American Labor Betrayed.
I have that too, yes.
Where the AFL-CIO sponsored that so-called Liberty Ride to Liberty State Park. Well, here they go again. The ACLU has to stop.
What was the name of that video? American
Labor Betrayed. You can also get it from the same website. And if people can't get on the Internet, can they call a number to order it, John?
Yeah, they can call 540-468-2023.
All right. You can repeat that again a little slowly before you leave.
540-468-2023. There's six different videos that they can get going back to the year 2000.
If you could only afford one to bring people as to what's going on, which would be the best one?
Which would be the best video, John?
They're all different. Border Out of Control was the first one. That showed the Mexican military assisting the drug smugglers down at the Arizona-Mexican border.
I think your last one would be the best right now.
Probably, yeah. People seem to be really moved by this latest one. American
Rule of Law.
Rule of Law or Anarchy
right,
is the name
right.
of it. And they're all introduced by Congressman Tom Tancredo.
Oh, American Rule of Law and
or Anarchy.
Or Anarchy.
America, Rule of Law, or Anarchy. Which will it be? And that's the last one. It's only about 15 minutes, so it's short, and it's not sweet, but it is short to the point, okay? All right. Thank you very much, my dear.
And,
good to hear from you, Charlene.
I'm not sure the name of it. I think it's called The Terry Anderson Show.
Yeah, yes. Right.
Sunday night.
Terry's a good friend. He's a good patriot.
Yes.
He usually plays a clip of one of their meetings, and if nobody believes anything, they ought to hear that clip. It tells how
hearing is believing, Charlene. You're right. And thank you for the call. I've got to move along. Appreciate it very much. And, people still don't want to believe it, John. That's the problem.
I know. Well, there, you know, she mentioned Terry Anderson. Terry Anderson, as you know, is black. And when I told him that they're calling me a white supremacist, he said, well, welcome to the club. They call me a white supremacist also. So.
Yeah, and he's black, yeah. Okay, Jim in North Carolina, I believe, is next. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how are you?
All right, sir.
I was sitting here listening to your program. It's good, thank you. I would like to apologize to Mr. Clark for people that are uninformed, don't understand what citizenship means. There's a difference between Americans and British and all these people that, you know, they're citizens and then they're people.
Oh, you know, as long as they're legal. My wife is a legal immigrant from Venezuela, and she's upset that these people are called immigrants. They're not immigrants. They are invaders.
They're getting free medical.
They're getting services that American citizens can't get, and they're so arrogant about it.
Right. That, I mean, she's apparently qualified for citizenship, and there is a difference between being here illegally. They are not citizens.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Well, the other thing is illegals don't have to go through a medical test.
Right.
That's it for every disease known to man.
Right, and then they're wandering around in our schools. I mean,
schools,
we got all...
and in the restaurants and the packing plants.
Right, I mean, they're everywhere.
I really have a short fuse nowadays with any of these people, any of these liberals, anyone that says these are not invaders, these are not illegal aliens. I just don't have time for them anymore because our country is at stake here. If people want to come here illegally, that's fine. Come here illegally. Don't care where you come from.
Right.
But this illegal immigration is totally out of control. Totally out of control. And it has one goal in mind, and that's destruction of the United States of America, period.
Well, something else I'd like to touch on, you know, I think it was Stalin that said this country would fall without a shot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of beginning to believe he was right.
Well, we can't let it happen. We, you know, we don't have an alternative. We have to stop this.
And then, you know, we're talking about out-of-control government, and you're touching on the 14th Amendment. Well, that just shows us that our government's been out of control since, what, 1868?
Oh, yes.
Or
it goes way back, my friend, way back.
Or before that. So, I mean, and really, I hate to say it, but it comes down to us.
It does. It comes down to you and me and everybody in our respective areas. Absolutely. We're supposed to be Americans. Let's act like it.
Well, you know,
exactly.
If that amnesty had passed, I really think there would have been a revolution.
You think so?
Yeah. I never heard so many people around the country really talking about revolution. I mean, they were really, really upset. And I said, you know, the only people that win in a revolution are the communists.
Yep.
Either way, they win. If we don't do anything, they win. If we have a revolution, it will probably be a race war because your uniform's your skin color, and that's exactly what they're trying to do. Hugo Chavez creating a race between the, you know, the blacks, the whites, the Mexicans, the blacks. And we also have to get away from using, like saying, all those Mexicans. It has nothing to do with race.
No.
We have many Mexican-Americans who are more outraged than most people are at these illegals, because it gives them a bad name. Everybody thinks all Mexicans are like that. They're not like that. They obey the law. They're citizens. They're proud to be an American and learn English. These illegals are just totally defiant. They're criminals, and they should. Every single one of them should be rounded up and deported.
Yes, I agree. The thing is that, you know, you say Mexican Americans. Well, you can only be one or the other.
I know, but
you can't be a Mexican and be an American.
Mm-hmm. Americans of Mexican descent are really
Hispanic. I tend to use the word Hispanic origins.
Yeah, but Hispanic was a term created by the Jimmy Carter administration.
Right. Okay.
And
that's something I didn't know.
Yeah. It's nothing. If you see one of my videos, state legislator pointed that out, who happened to be of Mexican descent. And,
right. But I mean, I drive. I drive trucks. And I've been all over the Mexican border and all over the country. And I meet people that are, I'm going to say, Hispanic origin, and I'll ask them. They'll say, well, I'm a Mexican. And I'll say, well, where were you born? And they'll say, well, I was born right over here in Chicago. I said, well, you're not a Mexican. You're an American. Act like one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
That,
well, you see, that's the problem, isn't it? We have this dual loyalism. We have the dual loyalist, the Homeland Security, maybe wants to be the Attorney General. And why not? If he can do it, why can't everybody else be a dual loyalist and consider themselves hyphenated Americans, you see?
Mm-hmm.
That is killing us.
Citizenship.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Yep, you got it. Thank you for the call, my friend, from North Carolina. Appreciate it, Jim.
Straight up, huh?
Can I say something else to you?
Quickly, though. The break is here.
Yep. I have something about the states' rights that I'd like to bring up.
Well, if you want to, we'll just hold you over a minute in the next segment, because I know John has to leave after that. But we'll do that, and we'll take you, and we'll mention the rally again. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Here comes the important part. Do your work. And we'll be right back with John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control. I'm Rick Adams.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Okay, I'm back. And, Jim, you're still there on the line, are you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what was your final point that you wanted
to make? My final point is, you know, apparently the 14th Amendment did an effective job of wiping out states' rights altogether.
Right.
That Harrisburg here, they're up there trying to, seeing as the feds won't enforce the laws, they refuse to do it. They're trying to pass local legislation to take care of their state, and now that the feds are stepping in and saying, no, you can't do that, and I have a problem with it.
Well, absolutely.
It was not the state of Pennsylvania. It was Hazleton, and it was the ACLU that sued them, and the ACLU put 23 lawyers on the case because when the city loses, they have to pay for the 23 lawyers, which would bankrupt the city. The city did lose because of a liberal federal judge. And Barletta, the mayor, is going to fight it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. But the ACLU, the AFL-CIO, these are enemies of this country, and people have to be made aware of that.
Right,
the
AFL-CIO
is going to try to stop this rally this Saturday, bringing all their goons with them, and the same thing with these this Communist Party. So if you're anywhere near Harrisburg Saturday, please come.
I mean, inside of a state, you have local rule.
Yeah, but the AFL-CIO sued them.
Yeah, I understand. And lost. And they lost, and I figure that is a travesty of justice, that the Fed is overstepping its boundaries. And but anyway, on that, I guess I'm going to let you all go. Thank you.
Well, your point is well taken. Thank you, Jim. And that is true. That's where the end of sovereignty came, the sovereignty of the states to do what is in their interest, and that is to protect their sovereignty. If the federal government won't protect the national sovereignty, then the states are obligated to protect their own. And that's what the issue comes down to. It is a state's responsibilities issue, you know? But anyway, John, the rally again, because I know you have to leave, the rally is this Saturday around noontime, you said?
Yeah, noon. And it'll
in
be
Harrisburg, at the Capitol.
State Capitol steps at noon in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and then go to www.voiceofthepeopleusa.com. And also, one last thing, if there's a group call themselves pro-America companies, they are not good guys, are not on our side. They are somebody else. So I've just given you that advice on this organization.
Okay, and they're calling themselves pro-America?
Pro-America companies.
Pro-America companies, huh?
Yeah, that's the one that had the letter up on the communist website the next day calling me a racist. And a
so
white.
You see they're adopting the mantra of Americanism to veil what they're really trying to do, and that is to destroy America, huh?
Exactly.
Okay, John. Well, I want to thank you for coming on. It's been such a long time. We'll talk to you sometime after the rally. We'll be keeping our eye on it, and we'll continue to mention it. And voiceofthepeopleusa.com is
right.
The website.
Also, One People's Project, the commie website.
Right,
just
exactly.
Just read some of the dribble that's on there.
Yes, I was reading it now. Let's... it's all about fighting hatred, fighting John Clark and hatred. Okay.
Right.
John, keep up the good work. Thanks,
you. Thanks, Rick.
Amen.
Bye.
Good night. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you can continue to speak out on this if you'd like when we come back after the next break. But we also have other issues to talk about as well, and we would like to get into some of them. And Bob Chapman has a very interesting midweek report this week, the international forecaster. And yes, indeed, I think it is most interesting that the U.S. Mint has put out a new coin without the words, "In God We Trust." What does that tell you? They're getting us ready, huh? Oh, my. And Bob Chapman has a few words to say about that. We'll see what you think as well. And the number is 1-800-313-9443. That's the number. New-time callers, first-time callers are welcome. One call per program, and we will take those calls in another 4 minutes from now. But before I take the break, I really am amazed that, you know, the way Bob Chapman introduced this in his newsletter today, the midweek report of the International Forecaster, he said the Mint has issued a new coin without "In God We Trust." And then he says, "We recommend that you refuse to use the coin and ask Congress, which wasn't even consulted about it, to have the coins withdrawn from circulation." You know, maybe we should take the phrase "In God We Trust" off all of the coinage, certainly off the Federal Reserve note, because how can we trust God? How can we trust in the Father and use debased currency? I don't know. But I you know, don't misconstrue what I'm saying. I think you know what I'm saying. It's not a godly currency at all. It's a satanic currency. It's a false or counterfeit form of currency. So maybe we should take God out of it completely. But in any event, we know what the campaign is all about, and we know that this is no accident. Remember, in politics, there are no accidents. As fraudulent deficit Roosevelt himself once said, it is planned that way, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I will be back in the last half hour of the program, Uncensored, Radio Free America, with yours truly, me, Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, with more calls, more time to talk, just ahead. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
Ladies and gentlemen, and our number is, as usual, it's the same number, 800-313-9443. Do have Bob in Louisiana with a question, I believe. Hello, Bob.
St. Louis.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
You're in Missouri.
Yeah, Missouri.
Okay. Right.
He was talking about the amount of people murdered by the illegals.
Uh-huh.
Is there a government website that you can go to verify this?
Well, his own website, the organization he's familiar with, certainly has quite a bit of information. It's immigrationcontrol.com.
Okay, but where does he get his info from, do you know?
Well, he gets them from the official statistics of the United States criminal justice system, if I may.
That's what I'm wondering. Where would I be able to go to just, you know, instead of...
Well, you can go to the Justice Department, if you will, their website, and online.
You know what that is, Rick?
Excuse me?
You know what their website is?
I don't know the exact words of it, but you can just go to U.S. Justice Department, probably .org, and it'll pop up at a search engine. Make sure it's the official one to get the official statistics. Yes, that would be there because that's where they come from.
Okay. One thing just to show you, dramatize what he's talking about there. You know, what was it,
uh-huh.
three weeks ago where those three black
in New Jersey.
Kids were murdered by
college.
The Mexican illegals. Remember
yes.
that?
Yes.
Now, why are the Jesse Jacksons and the Sharptons and the ACLU and stuff jumping up and down saying about this horrible hate, racial hate crime that was committed by these illegal aliens? You don't hear peep about it anymore.
Gee,
that just
I
shows
why.
You. Pardon me?
I wonder why. Huh?
It just shows you how controlled the whole thing is, Rick.
Oh,
and,
it's totally, nauseating, you know, Bob.
It's totally. Yeah, let me just say this, man. You know, the whole thing is such a BS job, though. Everything you see on, to your public out there, everything you see on that TV is totally to destroy your country and destroy your race. Just look at, and if you think about it, and I'm not debasing World War II, but if you look at what they keep on saying, especially on these PBS programs, the greatest generation, you know, that defeated Hitler.
Well, that was...
Well, you know, the reason they say that is
Brokaw.
Because our country... Not only do they give all of Western, Eastern Europe over to these commie pigs.
Without firing
they took
a shot.
Over our country.
Yep.
Look what happened in that year, 1940. Isn't that when the ACLU, when they really put their stamp into this country? All this civil rights stuff, that's all Marxist communist, you know? You know, they call it the greatest generation because they called really, there's in the background laughing, the biggest bunch of suckers to help.
Well, they were really saying the dumbest generation, unfortunately, because they laughed all the way to Moscow, and they laughed all the way to the bank, knowing that most people just do as the government wants them to do without ever thinking of what they're doing. Most people who were in war, whether it was World War II, I, Korea, they don't realize that they were thrust into a situation that the United States should never have put them in. And the United States put men, young men, in battle overseas, crossing oceans to fight enemies that were not our enemies to begin with. Let the enemies fight each other. Let other countries fight themselves. Keep America strong. Maintain our own defenses, and we will not be attacked. You see? They don't know the history. I just said this the other day, Bob, to a cousin of mine. And, you know, he was awestruck. I told him about this documentary that I'm finishing up this year. And it's all about World War II, the Great Betrayal, as you just pointed out. And didn't know that. Yes, Roosevelt deliberately wanted the Japanese to attack us, and they planned the whole thing. And you know, we bring on the grandson of Admiral Kimmel, Tom Kimmel, every year at Pearl Harbor time, and he tells the story. He shows you the documents. He said, man, that is just unbelievable. He said, that is far out. I said, you bet your life. The truth is far out. But if people will just accept the reality of the truth, then the lie cannot succeed. It's the fact that most people cannot believe the truth. It's so hard to believe. It's, you know, truth is stranger than fiction that makes the lie successful. And that's why people are prone to believe what the government tells them and the media tell them rather than what they should know on their own to be true.
Well, they murdered, and I heard that they murdered Patton, okay? He was assassinated because he wanted to go up into Russia nationally and take care of the commies. Because didn't you hear, I've heard many times, that he wanted to rearm, once he saw what was happening, he wanted to rearm the Germans to go up and attack Russia.
Yes.
You know, and they murdered, you know, if you look at that movie, General Patton, remember with George C. Scott?
Yeah.
They don't say peep about that in there. That was just a commie PR.
They wouldn't dare go by his diaries and what he wrote and how he despised Eisenhower. And he knew that America was being betrayed. We had fought the wrong enemy, he said. And after that, that was the end of him. He threatened to resign, not retire, but resign from the military and come home and spill the beans. That was the end of it. That was his death warrant. He was killed.
Well, we know now, though, Rick. And here's just a dramatic. I'll leave it on this point.
Yeah.
Here's just a dramatic point of these pig commies that have been running our country. And you know, these dummies out here, just wake up. You look at Lyndon Johnson, that traitorous monkey. I hope he's burning. He is burning right now in hell with that ladybird of his. He started a war over Vietnam, over Gulf of Tonkin, which turns out it was totally fictitious.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got those pig Israelis over there attack our ship. And I've been listening to survivors of that.
Mm-hmm.
That fiasco, that they were machine gunning them in the water to murder them after that.
Mm-hmm.
That went on for hours. These Israeli pigs that we send $12 billion to a year to destroy our country. So, in reality, we should have gone and bombed Israel right then. We should have bombed them out of existence. He called back the planes that were going to go over and help the ship, USS
mm-hmm.
Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, he started a war in Vietnam. And the clown who was ahead of that, what was his name? The guy who was ahead of the war.
You're talking about the Secretary of Defense?
Well, for the Vietnam War, under Johnson, it was who?
McNamara.
McNamara. I heard that traitorous pig. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe it on TV, saying, well, we didn't go over there to win a war.
Mm-hmm.
He actually said this. I saw it on TV.
Yep.
You know, many years later, well, what did you do? What were you over there for, you monster? That he had the nerve to say that they should have immediately taken him out and strung him up right then, you know?
Well, he let the cat out of the bag, and that's the truth. And ever since World War II, where they said, oh, no, it's all-out victory or nothing. We can't compromise. We cannot have any limited atonement here. It's a total victory or nothing, which was total nonsense. It was a victory for Joe Stalin. But after that, it's all no-win war after no-win war after no-win war. And it makes billions for the bankers. And it takes American lives and the lives of others in their countries for nothing, unfortunately.
Yeah, but, you know, I think they're waking up, Rick. I have.
Well, at this late date, you would hope so, wouldn't you?
Hey, well, there's plenty of us around to make
after
it.
After hundreds of millions of souls, Bob, wouldn't you think people would begin to wake up to the con game?
It's better late than ever, and there's plenty of us here. We can take back this country. We've conquered
well,
the whole
you know,
world.
The enemy is within, and until we realize the enemy has always been within, and we deal forthrightly with the enemy, then we have no victory until that point.
And one last point. Not only with that enemy that within this country, but mm-hmm. we got to deal with them all throughout the world.
Well, the real enemy is right here.
They're out to destroy Europe, destroy your race, destroy your religion.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to, you know, they're not going to find a place to hide.
Yeah.
When they wake up, the European culture is going to take back what they got, what is theirs in their religion, their race. And believe me, it's coming up for you commies out there. I know you're listening, so your day is coming. But anyway, man, keep it up. And listen, I got your list of books and stuff here. I'm going to be ordering. I finally got it, so I was going to ask you some names and stuff, but I'll let you go into some other
colors. Well, don't forget the book Wrongly Blamed.
Wrongly Blamed?
That's the book you wanted to know about in particular.
Okay, wait, is that on your? That's not on your list here, though, is it?
Well, that's the one that you wanted to write in for
yes.
from
okay,
Dr.
Well,
K.
Let me write that down. Wrongly. And I'll get that one.
I'll give the address to everyone on the air right now, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you can hang up and write it down.
Well, wait. But don't hang up on me, because your shortwave's not working.
How are you listening?
I just called you up.
Oh,
I'm not listening on short.
All right. Okay, let me give it to you right now and everybody else then. Just send $13
mm-hmm.
to Knowledge House Publishers. That's Knowledge House Publishers, all right?
Okay.
The address is 105 East Town Line. Town Line is one word. East Town Line Road.
Uh-huh.
And the unit 116 is the number. Unit 116, that's right. And the city is Vernon Hills, Illinois. That's V-E-R-N-O-N. Vernon Hills, two words, Illinois. And the zip code is 60061.
60061?
That's it. You got it, Bob.
60061.
So send the $13 for Wrongly Blamed. Mention me, mention Rick Adams, and this is for the book, and then it will be processed.
Very good, man. Have a good one.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Yes, the Bolsheviks must be defeated, and they will. One way or another, they will be defeated. But you see, the Bolsheviks won the world wars. They control America today. You could call them neocons, you could call them Zionists, call them whatever you want, Judeo-fascists, whatever. They are in the driver's seat. But eventually, when the day comes, the day of judgment, the day of the Lord, they will be defeated for sure, once and for all. All right? You got that? Good. Okay, and I believe we have another call. We have... All right, we're not supposed to do this now, but we're going to just do this for tonight because I have just a moment to give you. But Henry from Connecticut is back on the line.
Yes, hello.
I will do that. Make the exception, but otherwise, one call per program, Henry.
Okay, okay.
I'll do this for you.
I couldn't believe
it. And only for you.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that caller that guy that just called. What was his name?
Bob.
Oh, Bob from where?
Missouri.
Oh, Missouri. Wow. It's too
St. Louis.
It's too bad I can't get him to call me, but I guess I can't do that.
You want to speak to Bob?
Yeah,
what is this, a dating service now?
No, I'm not gay. No,
I'm just being a little facetious.
He said some incredible things.
Yes, of course.
The thing he said about Patton, I didn't know that about Patton, that he said that we fought in the wrong war.
Absolutely.
Fought the wrong enemy.
He said we were on the wrong side, yes.
Right, and he wanted to rearm the Germans to fight the Russians.
Rearm them to go in and go through right through to Moscow. And, of course, Eisenhower prevented him from doing that. And he held the Ninth Army there, in Berlin. He held them back so that they couldn't take Berlin. The United States would not take Berlin. And that was the whole point. The communists had the victory. Stalin ran the show. Unconditional surrender was the name of the game. And Eisenhower was in direct contact with his Soviet counterparts before any decisions were issued from Washington itself. I think that was very interesting and very revealing about Eisenhower. No wonder he could become president, huh? With that kind of evil and corruption.
Yeah, that's true.
You see, the people are handpicked for president long before they ever become president. I think of Richard Nixon himself, how he became the front man, the darling for the CFR in the 1959-60 era. Remember, he was vice president.
Yeah.
Then you think of Jimmy Carter, a little peanut farmer who nobody knew and rose from obscurity thanks to the controlled media, and put him on the cover of Time and Newsweek, every edition they could, and puffed him up. Now they're doing it with Obama and Hillary, and it's the same nonsense, the same hand-picked, bought-and-paid-for control politicians. Over again. We can, fool me once, fool me twice. Now it's fool me every time.
Yeah, you're right. Now, you also mentioned something with Chapman in the God and Trust.
Yeah, in God We Trust. A new mint, a new coin has just been issued, he said. And I wasn't aware of it, really. I don't know if you were.
I can find out. I can call the mint.
Yeah.
But let me say this. There have been other gold coins in pre-1933 that I think did not have that on there at all.
Well, no.
Either.
I mean, that's a relatively new, a slogan.
I've seen some of the old coins. They did not have.
It really began, actually, I believe, in the 40s, or the 50s, but it was not something that was always on the coinage. No, absolutely not.
Right. But let me explain this to you, though. When you see, and William Cooper said this one in his lectures back in the 80s, when you see God, 90s, when you see God and trust on the Federal Reserve, you have to understand this, that they are not talking about the God that you're talking about.
Oh, I know that.
Okay, and that's why.
But the people don't think that. They don't know that. They assume it's the same, God
right,
up above.
And that's why you have the eye and the pyramid on the back.
Yes,
that's
I agree. I'm not naive. I know.
Now, let me ask you, that guy mentioned something about Patton and his journals of diaries and all. I didn't know that, and the stuff he's saying about the war.
Right.
I really would like to get in touch with that guy if he can tell me where.
Well, he's probably not listening now because he he just is right now because of the short wave not being on. He is listening online. He called in to listen. You might want to leave your number if you wish.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
With Manny.
Is there some policy?
You can leave it with Manny and leave your number with him. The next time he calls, we'll give him your number.
Okay. All right.
How's that?
Not given on the air now.
Okay. We don't want to give any personal numbers.
Yeah, that's true.
You
get nuts. Okay.
Of course not.
All right.
No. All right, Henry?
Okay, I'll let you go.
Thank
nice
you, Henry.
You.
Appreciate your call anyway. I do. But one call per program. Maybe we may make it one call per year. No, I'm only kidding. Not for Henry. But anyway, it's good that we had this discussion tonight on the illegal invasion going on. And I know I even make the mistake of saying illegal immigration is not immigration. Occasionally we will make a mistake. After all, we're not perfect, and we're aware of that. But definitely, if you're in the Harrisburg area, or you're close by to Pennsylvania, and you'd like to go Saturday to be a show of force, not to be in any way a situation of confrontation, and I don't think John, you know, wants it to be that, obviously. He's just saying to be there in numbers and to support the anti-illegal invasion movement with your presence there, not to in any way provoke anything, because the communists certainly would like to do that. There will be a heavy police presence. This is all announced in advance. But if you wish to go and hear the congressman from Georgia speak, Brown, and others, to be there and talk about what can be done now in Congress to reverse the damage that Bush has done, the damage that the Democrats have done, both parties guilty of it, and to change course before it's too late now in America, then go to the rally. Definitely go to the rally. Noontime, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, right there at the steps of the Capitol. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Our number, 800-313-9443. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Vengeance is on the way. It's time we hang 'em, hang 'em, hang 'em, till their toes are dangling. Stretch those traitors' necks, hang 'em high. Before they up and bust us, let's use.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm here. I'm here. Get the rope. Get the rope, Manny. All right, I've got the gallows. You got the rope? We'll do it. We'll do it. All right, it's time for New Orleans to return or replace confiscated firearms. 2 years ago today, you remember, New Orleans and the surrounding area was pounded by Hurricane Katrina. Who could forget it? And in the following days, police and National Guardsmen, acting under orders that violated both the federal and Louisiana state constitutions, illegally seized, without warrant or probable cause, hundreds of privately owned firearms. Well, a lot of people made a lot of noise about that. Not just the so-called NRA lobby, the gun lobby, Second Amendment Foundation, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, all of the organizations that deal, Gun Owners of America, with the Second Amendment. Well, they successfully hailed the gun seizures in a federal court. They halted it. The city undertook a campaign of stonewalling and stalling in an effort to retain those wrongly confiscated firearms. And to this day, believe it or not, that effort still continues. Now it's time for the Reagan administration to end this baloney and return these guns, according to Second Amendment Foundation founder Alan Gottlieb. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. The time has come to return their property and their means of self-defense. How dare they? How dare they? To use that occasion to confiscate guns like George Bush in Directive 51. Put the country under total martial law. Let's have another 9/11. Let's have another hurricane so I can use it to confiscate your property. Let's take the property of war protesters. He said, Alan Gottlieb said, we know those firearms have been deliberately allowed to deteriorate, many beyond repair. Considering that, we now call upon the city of New Orleans to locate every gun owner and either reimburse them for the full value or replace those guns outright. Hey, that's common sense, isn't it? The Reagan administration has danced around this issue now for 2 years, and at first they lied about having the guns at all. Then they, when threatened with a federal contempt order, admitted they had them. The city and its attorney had done everything possible to stonewall and frustrate efforts to return them. Well, anyway, that's what they're demanding, and that's what should be done without any hesitation whatsoever. Shame on New Orleans, shame on Reagan, shame on the government and that city and the state for allowing it to happen without recourse. May the judgment of Almighty Yahweh be upon them. And it will. All right. That's enough for tonight. Stay tuned. Right here to Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us. I'll be back again, Father willing, tomorrow night, right after Mike Piper, 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 West Coast time, right here on RBN. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere Talk Radio. Good night, everyone. It's true.